We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports, and it's brought to you by C Spire. Add C Spire fiber to your roster at cspire.com/alfiber. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. The Alabama football team won in a shootout, 63-48, over the Ole Miss Rebels on Saturday in Oxford. Head coach Nick Saban gave his thoughts after Alabama's third win of the year.
I think the biggest thing was is our guys really competed in this game for 60 minutes. I mean, we scored every time we had to score. We took the air out of it at the end of the game. The offense did a fantastic job in this game. They had a good plan. Did a good job of executing it. Najee Harris was good. Mac played really well. Receiving core played really well. Really a great job on special teams, recovering the both onside kicks. It could have made a huge difference in the game. So we've had some real crazy games over here.
I'll have more in a moment.
Here's to the couches, the lawn chairs, that worn in recliner imprinted by yours truly. These are your front row tickets to a very different college football season. And while you can't be at the game, C Spire brings the Crimson Tide to you with the fastest internet speeds for home and business. Because slow is only good for replays. Oh. So call dibs on that seat next to the 7-layer dib. It's football season at C Spire.
The Alabama soccer team fell to the third-ranked Arkansas Razorbacks 2-1 in overtime on Sunday in Tuscaloosa. Macy Clem scored Alabama's lone goal in the 40th minute of the match. The Razorbacks scored with Ava Tankersley hitting the back of the net in the first minute of overtime to get the win. Next up for the Tide is Ole Miss, next Sunday at 2 p.m. Central. And that's your Bama update. Crimson Tide Today brought to you by C Spire. Crimson Tide Today is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.